This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You can't just do whatever you want. You can't have, like, Spider-Man, you know, sheets as curtains.
You can't?
No.
Wait, did that happen to you?
No, I mean, I didn't do it, but one of our neighbors in my cul-de-sac did have Spider-Man bed sheets, I guess, up as curtains, and somebody complained because they're the Grinch.
Ugh.
So,
who doesn't like Spider-Man?
The Green Goblin and
That's
Venom.
That's true.
Doc Ock, Mysterio.
Truthfully, there are actually quite a lot of enemies.
Spider-Man is hated.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
What's up, Brady Punch?
Nope.
No? Ah. See, this is why we need those submissions from other people, so they can do this better than I can. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Punch Up the Jam.
I'm Yell.
And I'm Captain Punch.
Sure.
Oh, God.
That makes sense.
A sure is better than a nope.
The Brady Punch?
The Brady Punch.
Are there six of us?
There might be. There sure aren't just two of us.
Who's the Alice?
I am.
I thought you were Captain Punch.
Yes, and Alice is Captain Punch.
If someone's just joining us for the first time on this episode...
Well, first, let me say, if you're just joining us, my name is Demi.
You just said that.
Did I?
Yeah.
I said Captain Punch.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
I said...
Okay, fair enough. I got confused because I so often refer to you as Captain Punch.
Right.
Well,
remember. Legally, you shouldn't do that.
Right, of course. What do we do here,
what
Captain
do we
Punch,
on this...
Demi?
Oh, wow. Well, what we do on this podcast is we take songs... You know, a song you know, a song you like, a song you hate. We talk about it for a while, dissect the lyrics, dissect the music, and then we fix it, because music is bad. It needs to be corrected.
And if you couldn't hear the asterisk after fix, there is one.
Right.
And it's more just change.
Yes, it is definitely more of a, not even a correction, we alter it.
Alteration.
It's like when you take a suit into the cleaners and you try to get it altered and they completely fuck it up.
Yeah, I get bubblegum in the pockets.
They put bubblegum right in the fucking pockets and you just gotta take it. That's what we do here. We put bubblegum in the pockets of songs.
And then if you're wondering who we... No, that's not a good transition.
And if you're wondering who we...
Who we have here?
Yeah, who? Let's meet the other members of the Brady Punch in here. This is a beautiful intro that you're getting.
Thank you.
You know her as a host on Nerdist. You know her as a co-host on Nerdificent on the How Stuff Works Network. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Demi Fernandez.
Yes. I did a dance to this in high school.
Yeah?
I was on my high school dance team. Oh, hell yeah.
Do you still know the moves?
Yeah, what was the choreography?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
We're not going to make you
But
do
you
it.
Know what? Somebody has a DVD of it somewhere.
A DVD on a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Listeners, if anyone has that DVD, send it.
Yeah, anyone from Frisco High School.
1, 2, 3, punch up the dance
gotta
street.
Be one
you
of them.
Went to school. Where you're from Austin?
I'm from Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. I went to school outside of Dallas.
At
Frisco.
Right. Frisco was like the city right over from us.
Yep.
We were in Plano.
Yeah.
So someone I know might have that DVD.
That's true. That someone is me because it's in my closet.
Okay, well, we found it.
I'm so curious what inspired you to want to talk about Freak-a-Loop.
Oh, this is my favorite song.
What?
Like, this is my... I listened to this so much in high school. I listened to P.D. Pablo in general in high school. Vibrate was, God, so good.
I
that's when
know
I learned
had.
How to shake my ass.
I didn't know he had other songs than Raise Up.
Yes.
I didn't even know about Freak-a-Loop.
God, P.D. Pablo was, you know, he was spicy and naughty. I would say not as naughty as David Banner, who I was listening to on the way over here. He, I mean, was pushing it.
Yeah.
For my little high school ears. But yeah, God, I love this song.
I have never heard this song other than Demi playing the first 10 seconds for me and saying, you know this song.
Yeah.
I don't know
we
this song.
We were at, was it Anthony's birthday?
Somebody's.
It was someone's birthday, and I was like, oh, you know that P.D. Pablo song, Freak-a-Leak? And you were like, no, I've never heard of it. And then your sister played Raise Up, and you were both like, oh, this
yeah,
song.
Yeah, we know Raise Up.
I don't. Maybe it's a coastal thing.
I guess.
You got the wrong
You're the
P.D.
South
Pablo.
Coast or the North Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
My experience with this song, I had a Now That's What I Call Music CD. I want to say it was 15, and this song was on
what?
It.
What?
Yes, which now that I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm like,
right.
Oh, that was
that
a
doesn't
mistake.
Make sense. Yeah.
They censor for Now compilations, right?
I think so.
They do,
but
yeah.
They have to censor so much
they
on
would.
This song.
I don't know if it's clear from us saying Freak-a-Leak. I guess you read the title, but freak is spelled E-E-K,
mm-hmm.
And there are hyphens between and leak.
Yep.
I don't know what... that means, to be
honest. I don't know what this entire title means.
I don't know what Petey Pablo means. Is that his real name?
No. I looked it up. His real name is... Oh, God, I should have written it down. It's not. It's something way different. It's
Jeffrey Tenzopoulos.
That might as well be.
I love that he picked his name as Petey Pablo, though.
Yeah, like he ladybirded it in 2003. Yeah.
Moses Barrett III.
Wow, he is the third?
Mm-hmm. The third indeed.
I would have liked his name as Moses.
That's a cute name.
Moses is a great name.
Yeah.
He could have made so many like part in the seas puns with like labia.
Oh, he would have.
Oh, come on, dude. So, okay, a little bit about the song. Released in December 2003. Produced by Lil Jon, if you couldn't fucking tell. And it is of the crunk genre, ladies and gentlemen. Crunk.
One of the best crunk songs.
Is this the first crunk song we're doing? I think it is.
Yeah. It won't be the last. That genre is punchable.
I mean, it was like a genre for 10 seconds. I don't know how many songs.
I think it's still a genre.
No.
Well, I feel like Lil Jon was just the entire genre.
He had to be contractually on all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I only have one real fun fact about this, but it is a very fun one. Are you ready for this? All right, so Lil Jon produced this, as I said, but before Lil Jon began work with Petey Pablo at the request of their record label, he made 15 productions for, actually, Mystikal.
Ooh.
Remember him?
Shake your ass.
Yeah. Watch yourself.
That's the one. He passed on like all of them. So Jive was like, well, we still have them. Hey, Petey, you want this one? Freak a leak. And Petey was like, great. Lil Jon knew nothing about this. So Lil Jon is out there thinking that song's still up for grabs, gives it to Usher. They make Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At which point this Petey Pablo song comes out and Lil Jon's like, hold the phone. You can't use that. I actually gave that to someone else. Petey Pablo's like, nah, that's mine now.
Oh,
not
my
giving
gosh.
It back.
Oh, wait. They do have similar.
Yes. Yeah. So Lil Jon, they was already mastered. It was fully done for Usher. And Lil Jon had to go back and just change the music ever so slightly so that they were separate songs. And if you listen to Yeah, you can tell they are the same fucking song.
I didn't realize how similar the beats were until you pointed it out. But I did mash the beats together because I was like, oh, yeah, no, these are the same thing. Same BPM, too. This is Freak a Leak.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yes!
It's the same song.
It's the same.
Yeah.
You just changed the horns.
Also, this was like my high school homecoming dance for sure.
Oh, everyone's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first time I felt like a dick on my ass to this music.
Yeah. You know, it was like you never knew who was dancing behind
never.
You. And your girlfriends would be in front of you, and they would just shake their head like, no.
Oh,
no.
God.
Your entire gauge was on their facial expression.
Yeah.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Oh, that's great. The first time I ever got drunk, I was 16, and it was Country Time Lemonade. And to this day, I cannot have Country Time Lemonade.
Why would you?
Because I was vomiting Country Time Lemonade.
That taste is permanently burned into the back of your throat.
Oh, God.
I love that we got to have our sexual awakening to the crunk movement.
Yeah.
What a time.
It's what it was made for.
Mm-hmm. Mine with Petey Pablo. I had Sierra was also
Sierra,
in there.
1-2-Step.
My goodies. Not my goodies.
Missy had a couple tracks
Missy
that year.
Elliott. Yeah.
Sexy
sure.
came back that year. Yeah. Justin.
Oof. Wasn't Sexy back 2007?
He was a little bit, yeah.
It was all this when was I was his, in high school.
This was right. his first album, which was Justified.
Yes.
With
Crimea River.
Yeah, that.
True.
And then the
same year,
Senorita
actually.
Song.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That, okay.
Someone sang that at karaoke last night. I was like, oh, okay.
Strong choice.
Very strong
Senorita?
Choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not for me. Thank you, though, Justin.
Yeah.
Keep trying, bud. Keep trying to make beatboxing your thing.
I also, because I was like, well, if this was the... So apparently they used the beat that they were going to use for Yeah, and so they had to change it for Yeah?
Yeah.
So I wanted to mash it up and see what Yeah should have sounded like.
Oh, good idea.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Pretty much the same song.
Yeah. This happened with Beyonce and Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
No way.
Halo.
I just brought that up on the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same beat.
Who knew? I mean, the internet.
Right. And you brought in the info.
Oh, right. Okay. That's a
we
good
all
point.
Knew is what I'm saying.
But you know what I don't know is this song at all.
Did you not? Did you listen to it before?
No. Ooh. I deliberately was like, I'm just going to come in with clean ears and see what happens.
Your ears
know.
Will not be clean by the time
you're No, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
I think there's no option except for us two.
Let's take some calls from the request line.
Who's that?
Call Speedy Pablo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from Shady No Trailer Park.
What's up, Dominique?
I want to hear that song from Lil Jon and Petey Pablo.
All right, I got that coming right out for you. Now, Shout out to radio station that gave you what you wanted.
W boom boom beat baby.
W boom boom beat baby.
Did I misunderstand, or did he make in the song someone calling into a radio station requesting the song?
You understand perfectly. That's exactly what he did.
That is a power move.
Yeah.
It's a common theme. Yeah.
to add it in. So did radio stations cut that out?
No.
No.
They played
shouted
that.
Out the Boom Boom Beat station?
Yes, which is not a real station.
Yeah.
Their competitor.
I do like the idea that he made up a station that, like, W Boom Boom Beat, that's not, like, that's not a call sign. That's just...
No, it couldn't be a radio station, right?
Right.
Also, like... What a hallmark of the times that people were still calling in radio stations and requesting songs.
People still do. Sometimes, like,
what?
If my phone will die, then I'm forced to listen to the radio. Mm. I listen to Kiss FM. I'm like, who is calling into Ryan's Roses? Who is giving their opinion about this? Which, by the way, I'm sorry, those are fake. If
you're
listening now.
What's Ryan's Roses?
Oh, it's when Ryan Seacrest does this thing where it's like you can give a rose. Like, he'll call a man who is an actor. I know because my friends that are actors have done it.
We are spilling the tea on Ryan's Roses.
This has been going on forever. And also, it's like kind of a shitty concept. But anyway, so you can call and give rose. Like, they'll call and be like, you just won a dozen roses. Who do you want to send it to? And they'll be like, my assistant that's not my girlfriend.
That I haven't had sex with.
Yeah. Anyways, and people will call in and give their opinions about... Anyways, it's a culture. Yeah, there are still people that call in.
I didn't even know. I guess I haven't listened to the radio on purpose in quite a long time.
Yeah. I listen to the radio about once a day, and it always ends up just being like late night jazz.
Oh, that's not a bad choice, though.
No.
The calling in to request a song
thing. Couldn't understand it.
I never will and never have.
I grew up listening to KRTH 101, because the oldie station, because I wasn't allowed to. My mom didn't want us to listen to Kiss FM.
Wait, then how the fuck did you hear Freakily?
Well, wait, I was little.
Okay.
Like, when I was like 6 or 7, and now when I listen to the oldie station, it has like 90s songs,
oh,
and I
no.
hate it.
We're so old now.
I know.
I don't like that at all.
So he sets up the song by saying,
let's take some calls from the request line. Caller number one is Dominique from Shady Knoll Trailer Park, a real place in Greenville, North
Wait,
Carolina.
Wait, that was supposed to be a woman's voice talking?
No,
it's
just a man named Dominique.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a female-only name.
And I also think it sounds just like Petey Pablo doing an accent.
It's like not very good hiding.
No.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I want to hear that song from Lil Jon and Petey Pablo. He's like, okay, now shout out the radio station that gave you what you wanted.
So Lil Jon's not talking in that.
No, he does. He says one thing.
Oh,
he says yeah.
Which it seems like he just kept the ad-libs from Yeah and was like, I'm going to just use these as many times as I can.
Yeah, do you feel like Lil Jon actually has to be in the studio, or they just like have him recorded saying that and then they'll just add it to the tracks?
They have like a little console. It's just like 8 keys. It's like, what do you want Lil Jon to say? Yeah, Lil Jon,
okay.
What's up? Crunk, okay.
Yeah. On repeat until we all are dead in the ground.
He has like 3 different variations of yeah.
I hope that if aliens exist, that's what they've picked up.
I hope that's what we're sending to space.
Yes.
In the trunk of a car that Elon Musk is launching into space is just a CD of Lil Jon ad-libs.
I don't understand how this song could get any worse.
Honestly. Oh, well, Miel, it's got 13 more clips. So let's just see how it gets better. Also, it goes straight into the hook before they even say, like, the lyrics of, like, the rest of the song. They got this.
Would you do it from the front?
Uh-huh.
Would you do it from the back?
Would you do it from the back?
Gonna break it down like that.
What the fuck is this song about?
I do have to admit... How You Like It, Daddy. I mean, that is so catchy.
I think that's why I loved it.
I can't believe she doesn't change the words ever. It's just that over and over and over
again.
That's
all that she sings in this song.
True.
Who is she?
Her name is Penelope Magnet. She was a songwriter that also worked with Britney Spears. She's not credited on this song. I had to find that out.
Wait, she's a songwriter and her only job in the song was to sing How You Like It, Daddy?
Correct.
That feels wrong.
Do you want her to do enough to get credit on this? You want her name to be tied to this?
Yeah, I want her to have like a verse like they do in that Run the Jewels song where she gets to just like invert it and be like, How You Like It?
Or like, you know, the mashup of Ja Rule and Ashanti where she always got a verse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would have felt more like a little pro woman.
I feel like the rest of the song, there's no way for it to come out pro woman. It is actively.
Oh, Jesus. The thing is, I understand what she's saying. I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
What you doing from the back? How you like it? Then break it down like that, huh? How you like it? What you doing from the front? How you like it?
This is the horniest song I've ever heard.
It is. I mean, no, but literally, I was saying, I was listening to Play by David Banner on the way over here. There's nothing that really beats that. I mean, he in the song, he's like, you know, open a little wire, let me show you what it's made for. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. He's got a chode. That's
well, that's
what
I'm an
hearing.
Unpunchable jam.
So, do you like it from the front? My question is,
it's not, do you like it from the front? It's, would you do it from the front?
Here's
the
thing. Who says no to that?
Here's the thing. I mean,
only doggy style ever.
Can I tell you, I recently saw an article that said missionary is a lot of kids nowadays aren't doing it because it's too intimate.
Ew, no!
I know.
If you're not ready to be intimate, don't be fucking.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
No, I literally, I can send it to you. It was like, and I saw people agreeing. They were like, yeah, it's too, for a booty call, I guess. I'm like, if I can't like have you on top of my body,
Who are you booty calling? That you?
It's like, don't look me in the eyes. Just put your dick in my ass.
That is literally it.
What are you?
What is the level of intimacy between like, I will have sex with you? The level of horniness where it's like, I want to have sex with a person, not a dildo, but I don't want to look at the person.
Oh my God,
isn't
like porn.
That so sad and crazy that that's
upsetting.
Our generation? Well, it's like that meme, you know, with the head exploding, and it's like sex is the first one, and all the way at the bottom, it's holding hands because that's more intimate. And I have to say, guys that I have hooked up with, we haven't held hands.
I get
you know?
That.
I like, cannot imagine. I'm a big time hand holder. I couldn't do sex
without. No, but like if you're just starting to hook up with a guy, are you like when you guys go to the movies, are you holding hands?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. No, I respect it. I'm totally there with you. I just don't. Not all the men that I date are as emotionally available.
I think
for
you guys
that.
Are the majority on this.
Point of order. Wait, what?
I think that most people are this way currently.
No, I'm totally with you. Like, I can only sleep with men that I respect, and therefore I don't sleep I sleep alone with my dog most nights.
Well, I think that sounds maybe a little different than you meant it to sound.
I don't
sleep with men, so I sleep with my dog.
No, I mean, like, she's the one that I am cuddling with.
Yeah.
Because I don't, so.
She's safe. You can make eye contact with her.
But
she likes it from the front.
Stop.
When I do hook up with men my age, I do feel like there is a lack of intimacy in the beginning weeks.
Yeah. Weird.
Here's the thing, though. I can understand not holding hands with someone that you are, like, just hooking up with.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't imagine just hooking up with someone.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in your... I tried to do that, and I'm not good at it.
I'm not good at it either. I don't judge anyone that is, but it doesn't work for me.
I'm not either, but I...
But you do it anyway.
No, I try to do it, and then I just am like, I don't. I mean, I've told you this before. There's points where I'm just like, I don't want to do this, but I don't know how to end it without hurting their feelings.
Well, that's why you don't do it in the first place.
I didn't know that until I did it.
Fair enough. I've seen Big Mouth season 2. Yeah, it's
I haven't. Enough. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to like Andrew's plot arc this season.
Oh, no. Am I going to find out some stuff about myself through a cartoon again?
Maybe true. So then you're telling me you'd rather listen to Freak-a-Leak than like David Gray.
Who?
David Gray. You don't remember him?
No.
This year's love and it'll last. You know, Nine Crimes, Cannonball.
You're saying more words I've never
heard. You're talking to yourself here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I thought we all listened to those songs and like wished we had a partner.
Okay. Nope. I do feel that way when I listen to Sinatra.
There you go.
Because such love songs.
True. Yeah.
Like they're... You Make Me Feel So Young and Something Stupid. Like that's so sweet.
I didn't know that was the name of a song. I was like, oh, I thought you liked his songs. They're stupid.
Oh, no, you should listen to it. I'm like, yeah, I want to be in love.
But I mean, Freak-a-Leaks for the nighttime. Mm-hmm.
Freak-a-Leaks for the nighttime. I don't feel any connection to Freak-a-Leak. I do. There are love songs where I'm just like, oh, God, I'm lonely as fuck. But I do not feel anything listening to Freak-a-Leak other than like, oh, man, this boy is horny.
This is my getting ready song. So
it's got the beat for
I feel like I couldn't get ready to this song and not accidentally end up wearing like a thong and like lace like a titty covers. What are those called? Pasties. I know about sex.
Titties covers.
Can I tell you, I once put, because you know you're supposed to have like booby tape road. I didn't have tape, so I put real tape on
my God! On your nips?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Oh! What kind of tape are we talking?
Regular tape. It was
like masking tape?
It was like boxing tape.
Oh my God.
And after you like sweat, it's like bonded to you.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It was very extreme.
Did your areola come off with
it? Well, you know that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin? That was my tits.
Oh, God.
We need to have a guidebook on like how to dress cute as a woman.
Yeah, I didn't have Band-Aids. No one had Band-Aids, so I just put regular tape on my titties.
Yeah, but I didn't even know about the double-sided tape until I went out without it and found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Like, where do you learn that? Google, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Google.
I try not to use Google for things.
Oh, no.
That's why every fact is off the top of my head, of course.
Right.
Okay, so I'm into the song now. I get it. I feel like it's a song you listen to when you want to fuck, but not when you fuck.
No.
You couldn't do it when you're fucking.
It's I don't think the rhythm nose. I don't think it's a good rhythmic thing for
no.
fucking.
Okay, so then what does he say next?
Well, then he just takes a leap right off the fucking deep end.
24, 34, 46, good and thick, and what you get, she'll work with.
She'll work with.
Pretty
it.
Face and some cute lips. Earring and a tongue, and
she know what to do.
Made a name for herself. That's my favorite.
What did he just say?
He said 24, 34, 46.
Mm-hmm.
Good
Jesus.
And, good and thick, and what you give, she'll work with it. Pretty face and some cute lips. Earring in her tongue, and she know what to do with it.
See, none of this is bad to me.
No.
Like,
no.
Not particularly, no.
No, when you were saying, like, oh, it's not pro, like, to me it is pro women. One, he's consensually asking, how would you like it?
True.
Do you want it in the front? Would you like it in the back?
Yeah.
And then he was like, girl, she'll work with it.
That is so funny, because to me, he has a tiny dick.
Yeah, that's what I love here. What you give, she'll work with it.
You can have a curly dick. She doesn't mind.
Pretty face and some cute lips. Earring in her tongue, she knows what to do with it.
He said earring in her tongue?
Yeah.
Does he know that it's a different piercing?
I mean, he likes the way it sounds.
No,
like,
she
know?
Has a hoop in her tongue.
It's a really big hoop. She can't close her mouth. Okay. I'm not opposed to this so far. He sounds like he likes her.
Yeah.
At the very least, he likes her a lot, you know, sex ways.
Yeah, he likes her sex ways for sure. And then he goes on to say...
Make a name for herself, and she do a shit well. I know how to keep a bitch and keep a simp. Come over anytime, nigga, call chick. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Ding dong.
The ding dong.
I can't understand a goddamn word he's saying.
I feel like you got to get the genius page up, but
I'm
I will
gonna
read
look
it.
At. So this is my favorite line in this entire song: is make a name for herself. Like I'm like, she's out here working. Like she's known about town. Like she.
You don't think it's like make a name for herself, like among the sex markets?
No, that's exactly what I think it is. But also, like she's he's proud of her.
She's an independent business owner.
She is. She's an independent woman out here making a name for herself, doing her thing.
She made a name for herself. She do her shit well, and she knows how to keep her business to herself.
See?
Come over anytime. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Ding dong.
Ding dong. And she's right there.
Yeah, I don't think
right
I there. Just said words. Two to talk.
1 o'clock, two to talk.
She right there.
So basically, he's like, this is the girl to go to. She's made a name for herself. She does shit well. Mm-hmm. She doesn't talk about any of the things she's doing. Come over anytime you call her.
I'm so confused because, like I said, the only other P.D. Pablo song I know is Raise Up, and his voice didn't sound like this. That's all.
No, he's like growling.
Yeah. I thought this was Lil Jon.
Yeah, he's peacocking.
He's P.D. Pablo-ing. Okay, I don't totally know what he's saying other than he likes her.
No, he's saying that she's a professional businesswoman.
Yeah.
She's an entrepreneur.
When it comes to booty calls.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to booty calls, she's top of the chain.
Yeah. She has made a name
Yelp
for
review.
Herself. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Then he goes on to say,
right there, she know why she came here. And she know where her club about to be.
Off and over there, smoke a little coke. Take a little hit. Smoke a little weed. Drink a little bit.
Oh my god.
They are so crossfaded.
Oh my god. How could you even fuck on that many drugs?
Petey finds a way.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, remember, she'll work with it. That's what it was, because he can't get hard.
Yeah.
She'll just mash his giblets until some juice comes out.
That's why he's glad that she keeps her business to herself. He's like, she's not going to tell anyone about this whole ordeal.
Right.
I genuinely think that is what he's saying.
Yes.
Like, I know that we're being funny, but I don't think that's real.
The best part is, the story only gets worse for Petey.
He didn't have to make this song.
No.
You know, he's being honest.
His biggest hit is a song that, like, I feel like if he were in a club, like, peacocking for everyone, everyone would be like, wait, this sounds like I shouldn't hook up
with
you
tonight.
Sounds
like you got a bad dick, dude.
Yeah, and is not great at sex. Okay, and she know why she came here, and she know where her clothes supposed to be.
Off and over there.
Okay, the over there alarms me a little, because I'm like, do you not let her put her clothes in certain areas?
Just put it over there.
You're like, that's not for the floor. There's a chair for your clothes. Keep them on
We have
it.
An ottoman right here designated.
Yeah.
Right. Or like the top of your dresser if you're me, and just add it to the pile.
There's a foot radius where it's here, and if it is that close to me, I will freak out.
Yeah, that's my clean spot on the floor.
Sniff a little coke.
Yep.
Take a little X. Smoke a little weed.
That sounds like a good time.
Drink a little bit.
That sounds like a good... Yeah, it's just a little bit of each one.
You know, you're a buffet.
A little sampler platter.
And it's like, it's uppers and downers, so you're like playing Russian roulette with your heart.
Yeah.
Jesus. I think this maybe is the first rap song that I've heard mention X before. Wait, hang on. That's probably ecstasy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, see, now that would be Xanax.
Oh, no.
That's my mistake.
I love, you're so LA.
It would be very funny to be like, we're going to sniff some coke, we're going to do some Xanax.
That's what I thought he was saying. Okay, X with ecstasy. Okay, I get it. I know what drugs are.
This just feels like too much.
I don't think I would even drink and smoke at the same time. If I was planning on fucking, definitely not.
No.
I can't do shit. I'd just be laying there being like, I'm doing a great job.
You know, it's funny because it says when you're high that, like, sex isn't as good, but I like being high and having sex.
If both of you are high, good. I think it's fine.
I've only had sex high one time, and it was fine.
I think it's really good when you're both high, but if one person's not, you're realizing they're just kind of laying there. And
yeah,
you're like,
that was probably me. Yeah. I was that
you're
person.
The P.D. Pablo of the hotel.
You get really in your head about it.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just like, well, this feels good. And they're like, yeah, I've been sucking your dick for 30 minutes. What? Okay. Drink a little bit. I mean, you're going to have a heart attack for sure, but
that's,
all right.
That's his plan. He wants to die inside of this woman.
Yeah, what a way to go. And you know what? She's not going to tell anybody.
She
Wait,
won't.
He went in the way he came out.
Ooh.
True. In a woman. Ooh.
Inside a woman's body.
That's galaxy brain. Mm-hmm. Not holding hands. It's dying inside of a vagina.
Yeah, you're on that 2000 and late. Is that in the future?
3008.
3008.
Well, it's
We're
the future for him. I need a girl like a freak with the way to try shit. And they scared of a big dick. Uh-huh. They love to get pussy lit.
Buy another bitch, cause I ain't drunk enough to do that. What? I know.
That's how he ends the verse. He drops the music out to be like, I am not going to eat you out.
Every bit of credit I gave him, I retract, sir.
That's my least favorite bit.
How dare you?
Maybe he knows that he's too drunk and he would just be like mashing his like lips.
No, he said, I ain't drunk enough.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Also, PD, like you said, ain't scared of a big dick. Really, man?
You clearly are a horrible little wiener. We know.
He's not saying that he has a big dick. He's just like, I just don't want someone who is scared of one.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, my friends come over.
Just in case you see it from an angle and it looks
big.
Listen,
when I drink, I can turn into a huge asshole. So you do not be scared of people that act like dicks.
There you go.
I'm a huge dick when I drink.
Well, also, when you don't drink, too, because you don't eat pussy, I'm sorry,
you
what?
You know what? But there's who's on that track now with Cardi B, the Bartier, Savage.
Oh,
when
yeah,
he was like,
Savage.
I don't eat pussy, I'm fast. And I'm like, what is this? What
DJ
is this?
Khaled?
There's a movement in rap.
What is this trend?
I don't know.
They think it like is de-masculine.
It's not. There's it's nothing not. More masculine than making a woman come.
Right?
And I'm going to probably guess that you don't really do it with your dick.
Not usually.
Yeah. So.
And not usually.
If it's like demasculating, who's finding out in the scenario where they're like, ah, you
ate her out, you pussy.
Disgusting. It's like, I saw you do that, man. You seem like a woman.
To any dudes listening to the podcast, and our friends, they all eat puss, we know. Just so you know, in case you were on the fence about this cunnilingus issue, definitely do it. And if you don't know how to do it, watch a couple videos.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. It is.
Don't get distracted while watching those videos, though.
If you are a straight or bi man and you do not know how to eat a woman out, you are fucking up your life.
Hey, if you're gay, figure it out too. You don't know. You never know when it comes in handy.
True. Honestly, the skills are probably similar for ass.
That is, I mean, I'm not going to, maybe.
I've never eaten ass. I don't know.
I feel like it's a different trait.
We got to get an ass expert on the line.
I'll call Iffy.
Call Iffy.
Yeah.
Iffy.
King ass eater, as we call him.
Is it paleo? Or
was it he's keto. On keto.
Keto. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it makes sense. Ass is keto, so.
Fellas.
I also I love that he's like, get her pussy licked by another bitch. I'm like, I mean, that makes her sound cool, and you sound so lame.
Why does he want someone who loves to get her pussy licked if he's not gonna do it? Why does that even come into play?
Because he wants to watch girls.
Why do you have to be drunk enough to eat pussy? You're probably also, like, I've had myself eaten out by a guy that was super drunk. I'm like, okay, now you're just, I don't know
what you're asleep.
I feel like you're like blowing up a water, but like, you know, you're blowing up a balloon or something. I don't know what you're doing with
he's
your
just
lips.
Kissing it over and over and over again. Yeah, I feel like American Pie spread some mistruths about cunnilingus.
What did American Pie say?
Was
about
it like the tornado, like ABCs?
It was
and
like
stuff?
A, yeah, and there was
with
like
your
a
tongue.
Mm-hmm, I vaguely remember, I feel like it was called the tornado, but I could be wrong, in which you like put your tongue around the clit.
Listen, y'all need to chill out. Like, they do it. You know what I'm talking about?
So much.
It's too hard. Like, yeah. So many of them. It was funny because somebody had this video on Twitter or something, and it was somebody sticking their hand in a turkey, like, during Thanksgiving and just, like knocking it around.
What?
And it was, like, every guy after they watch porn.
Ah!
Because it's true. They're so hard. They're like, I just need to tongue the foot. Like, I just need to stick as hard as possible.
No,
it's like,
toxic,
you know,
masculinity is ruining cunnilingus.
They're trying to cover the entire square area.
I also just want to say, it's like the tip of your penis. Like, there's so much nerve endings.
Yeah, it's so,
you know,
sensitive.
Like,
dude,
you don't need to fucking tornado the shit out of a clit.
I feel like it's a hot and cold thing. Like, you figure it out as you go. Yeah.
Warmer, colder, warmer, warmer.
Like, first of all, don't be afraid to communicate. You can figure it out by how she's reacting.
Yeah, and you can even say it sexy. Ooh, you like that? Ooh, you like
how it? You like it, daddy?
Oh, I dare you. Next time you eat a girl out, try swinging that.
How you like it, daddy? In that exact voice.
It's like they think that there's like DNA in their spit enough to like spread their seed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just get it everywhere,
is
baby.
No.
I'm just going to tell you right now, no. You can't get pregnant from spit. So stop spitting all over my damn legs.
Ew. Leg.
You don't know what it's like. The streets are tough.
Oh, yeah.
I guess so. I wouldn't know because I'm saving myself for marriage.
Just like Petey Pablo. That's actually why he wouldn't do it.
Right.
He's like,
because I ain't married enough to do that shit.
What?
This is like Mambo number 5.
Right,
it's
Corey
Mambo number 5.
He specifically said it was one girl.
She keeps her business to herself. He is spreading her business everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't remember her name.
He's like, this is him singing the song to the girl, and he's like, okay, I'm going to stop when I get to it.
No, I think that, like, he inadvertently said too much in the first verse. Like, realized he was like, oh no, everyone knows I have a tiny dick. So he's like, I got a big dick, and here's all the girls I fuck.
Here's my resume.
Shamika. Keisha.
Tara.
Also, like, it doesn't really flow with the song very well.
Nope.
He's just kind of, like, talking at the same time as the hook. I would prefer if he wasn't in the hook.
He's just giving references. Because he's like, look, this really, like you said, he's thinking, I really fucked myself over here. Here's some proof that I know how to do my shit well.
Yeah, I can Google names. So I'm just saying, like, I don't think he fucked a Monica and a Monique, at least not in the same night.
I absolutely
Christina
think
and
he
Yolanda.
Did.
I think he fucked a Yoli for sure.
How many of these do you think he actually had sex with?
Because
the fact that they rhyme,
four.
A little convenient.
I bet he had sex with a Keisha, a Shauna, a Lisa, and a Monica. That's my money's on them.
Because
they were, like, closer to the top of each line, you know? He was fresh on the mind because they're true.
Sure.
It's like when you do two truths and a lie and you inadvertently say your lie first.
This song does not make sense.
No, it
He's
doesn't.
Talking about one particular girl. She does her job well. She's the one that'll lock it up. She won't tell anyone you're fucking around. And then he names all these other women.
He just told on himself.
Yeah.
It's all a lie. He's actually never had sex. He's like, I love when she chews my dick.
Yeah,
I love when she puts her tongue inside my pee hole.
Actually, the next part does kind of seem like maybe he's never had sex before. He might as well just be saying, like, I love putting my wiener in her hair.
Like, wrapping it up till you can't
see
it
in her ear.
I need to know a whole lot.
I don't like to work that hard. Okay, at least he's honest.
Yeah, that's the most we can say.
The rest that he just said, I'm going to need to go line by line because I don't understand
he
any of it.
He said, I need to know a whole lot that could teach the broad.
Wait, the broad? Because Genius says me broad.
That could teach me broad.
Mine says teaching a broad.
Oh, no. So he wants to teach in France this summer.
I had to pull up multiple sources for this because this is the one part of the song where I'm like, what is he saying? Because the next line is, with my ding dong, make her tongue tick in the bong.
Wait, oh my God.
Genius says, need a ding dong, stick a tongue, and take her to ball.
That's what I just read. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I had to go ahead, do that. Yeah, that makes sense. But those first three lines, those can't be right.
You know what? This is the time where I wish that we had physical CDs.
Yeah.
Maybe the lyrics would be in
would
the
pamphlet,
like the little cover.
I'm getting the fuck off.
If he had a website,
tweet at Petey Pablo. I bet he's available.
Hey, Petey, what the fuck did you say?
Petey, what the fuck was this?
Wait, is her tongue ticking the bong, Petey?
I need to know a whole lot that could teach me, bro. Need a ding dong, stick a tongue, and take her to ball.
I don't know. I don't even know what it could be, truthfully. So mine says, with my ding dong, make her tongue tick in the bong.
Yeah, which I'm also just like, tick in the bong. Ticking, with my ding dong, make her tongue tick in the bong.
Okay, is the bong okay, so smoke weed or is the bong like his balls or
wait,
something?
Wait, so he's fucking her and while... I got it. So okay. His ding dong is fucking her while she is taking a hit from the bong.
Oh, wait, but is the other girl still in the scenario or she's left already?
The girl was just here to eat her out and she left immediately.
And this is, again, this is one girl he's sleeping with in this versus...
Presumably, he's just doing the same process for all of these women.
Oh
my
God.
Thought.
So why would he need... Okay, so at the top first two lines of this, I need to know a whole lot that could teach me broad. He just is like, I'm trying to work on my education. Anyway, I was fucking this girl. I don't
He wants her experienced, but he doesn't want to do anything.
So he wants her to know everything.
Yeah.
So he can just chill.
Lay back. Yes.
Because he needs a ding dong, stick a tongue and take her to ball.
Take her to ball.
Maybe that's like he's saying like nut.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm going to take her to the ball.
Or maybe it's like, maybe his ding, he needs her to stick her tongue and go all the way to his balls.
I love
down
anatomy.
His throat?
Maybe.
Because every man's like, yo, I like it when girls stick their tongue all the way down my throat.
Oh, no, no.
My ass.
No, I'm saying he needs to stick his dick all the way down her throat until her tongue is touching his balls.
Oh,
this is going to be the episode I send to my parents when I tell them what I've been up to.
My podcast, I'm definitely glad I went to college.
Oh,
my mom
called...
does. Oh my gosh. Iffy and I talk about ass eating and porn so much. And my mom, one year, she wanted to know. This is so adorable. She listened to my podcast because she wanted to know what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh no.
And it was like the one. And she was like, I heard that you like Wonder Woman. And it was like also me talking about all the porn that I watched.
Did she get you porn?
No.
I wish
she got me a Wonder Woman ornament.
Oh, that's good too, though.
It's cute.
You could stick that up
your
ass.
True.
Wait, okay, so
it
I do have
a lasso.
The
lasso. What?
I have the acapella. I want to see if it's any clearer.
Okay.
Love to get a pussy leg.
I also love that on the acapella you can hear all of the like
Lil Jon.
The part where he says ding dong is so much funnier.
Hold the beat. Off and over there. Sniff a little coke. Take a little X. Smoke a little weed. Drink a little bit.
Wow.
I need a girl I can freak with.
Freak with.
Christina Yolanda. I need to know a whole lot and can teach me broad. Eat a ding dong, take her tongue and tick her the balls.
Oh, no, you guys are right. Yours is right.
Which
take,
one?
He said, I need to know a whole lot that could teach me abroad. Abroad? That could teach,
me
teach up, teaching me abroad. Need a ding dong, take a tongue and take me to ball. Take her to ball.
Wait, can I see?
This is wrong.
So he's saying, no, yours sounds right. He says, I need a ding dong. Well, he's saying two separate things. I need her to be smart and I also need a ding dong. Like, I think he's calling her a ding. Like, I need a dumb chick.
Oh,
need
I thought
a
he was,
ding dong.
Ding dong means penis also.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, are you trying to fuck a guy also?
Wait, so it's like he needs to know a whole lot so he can teach abroad. He needs a ding dong that can stick a tongue and take it her to ball?
Maybe he. I don't know, man. I'm. I think I'm about to give up on.
I
want to
tweet. Yeah, we can move on from this.
Petey,
I
tell
us tweet at him, please.
Yeah.
I truly have no idea. There's maybe some like cannibalism.
If he's saying I need a ding dong, to me that means like I need a dumb.
Okay, so the
bee.
First part's him saying I want to teach her stuff, so she needs to be dumb dumb. Because dum-dums suck the best.
But then that's opposite of what he's been saying. You know, you guys are ruining the song for me.
Sorry, baby. You agreed to do this.
Tell
you
should have known.
And then he goes on to say, I had to go ahead and do that for her because I'm spoiled and I don't like to work that hard.
Jeez. Okay, do what for her? The ding-dong. We still don't know what he's saying. Nuts.
I think that might be what he's saying is nuts. I think he's legitimately saying, like, I had to... stick my penis in her mouth all the way to the balls, which I hate because I'm spoiled and I don't like to work that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, can't you just, I don't know, swallow it while I lay here?
Can't you just eat my penis?
Chew it off. I hate the damn thing. Wow. I'm sorry, Petey, but I officially hate you. I do not like a man that says I won't want to work that hard, but he still wants to come hard. You don't get both.
It's going to get much better.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. At the end, he says, psych, I respect women.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like to lay back, relax, and enjoy my time. My eyes roll back
and my toes curl.
I love it when you do that, girl. Till it comes time for me to have to get her hurt.
Okay. Yeah. So that's nice. So he says, "Yeah, it's time for her to get hers,
but only from fucking."
No.
You better hope she can come from fucking.
He says, "I love when you do that, girl." Until it comes time for me to have to give her hers. So he's saying, like, he keeps reiterating that he doesn't want to do anything for her.
Oh, wait, no, I thought he was saying he loves to lay back and enjoy his turn until it comes time to switch.
I think that is technically what he's trying to initiate, because the next lines kind of say, like, what do you want me to do?
Okay, so he
and
it,
what if she's like, Petey, I would like you to eat me out. He's like,
no, I'm not
here are your
that
options. It's front or ass. That's all he
got. That is what he said. He's like, all right, look, hole?
And then he just uses different synonyms to describe that. Front or ass, back or front, doggy missionary.
Do you want it in your butt or your pussy? What are we doing here?
Or pussy, but from the back. Yeah. Those are my three options.
Do you want it in your back, pussy?
That's, of course, what rappers refer to.
Pussy.
Butts. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Your pussy hole that's in the back of you.
Or do you want it in your holeless front top butt, which is your boobs?
Your top butt.
Oh, my God. Based on the way he's describing it, honestly, wouldn't be surprised if that's what he thinks these are called.
Not even a little.
The way he describes it as, like, a sixth grade boy.
Yes. He's like, I like it when you squish the knockers together, and then I get to use the third pussy.
I love it when you squish that girl.
Squish them together and make them say, yeah.
Do you want it in honkers? Do you want it in your hole? Do you want it in your other hole?
Your yonkers.
Oh my gosh, there was a guy. I worked at this awful listicle like site back when I first moved out here, and he would call it a dumper. He would call a butt a dumper.
Oh no.
Was he Mormon?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard people refer to it as dumpers.
He looks like someone that would do like the shocker in pictures and
stuff. And he thinks he's slick calling
Puka
it a
shell?
Dumper?
Yeah, like her ass, the dumper.
Do you think he says that to the girls that he has sex with in the butt?
I don't. That was
he's like, "Hey, girl, you want in your dumper?"
That was exactly it. I'm not kidding. Literally, that's what
I hate that. Just hearing that, I was like, "I don't like that at all."
He's a virgin too. Everybody's
Well, yeah, it doesn't count if you do it in the dumper, Miel.
Okay, now you are Mormon. Relax. Okay.
So he says, "I like to lay back and relax and enjoy my turn."
We all do.
Everyone does.
We all do.
I don't. Let my eyes roll back and my toes curl.
I like that he's describing what physically happens to him. He's like, I love it when my nipples get hard.
My heart rate increases.
The blood flows to my dick.
It leaves my head.
You know, I love it when my vision goes blurry for a second. I got a little cross-eyed.
And then I love it when you do that, girl. Till it come time for me to have to give her hers.
I don't think he's saying, and then he's like, oh, shit. Yeah. I think he's saying, like, now it's her turn.
Okay, here's a question. Are you ready for it? I'm about to give it to you. Some might call this hedging. Has he come yet when they switched? Or are they going for doubles?
I think he hasn't come.
So they're edging, baby!
Because
close
his next
to the edge.
Sorry.
You mean another one?
No, that's the same one.
Wow. Okay. That's our new slogan? Jingle every time we talk about edging.
Right,
thank you
we
so
have
much.
Two, actually. The other is...
I'm on the edge!
Right, that's what I thought it was. So he hasn't come yet. He just got to get close edging and then switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think it's him saying, ugh, it's your turn now. Because it says, until it comes time to give her hers.
But like, if he was like, oh, it's your turn. He's Petey Pablo. Like, he just wouldn't do it.
That's true.
He just wouldn't do it.
They
said, thanks.
Peeny Pablo.
Peeny Pablo.
Peeny Pablo.
That's why he's like, I got a big dick. I got a big old dick.
Petey's Playhouse.
It's just a fuck house.
Pee-wee's fuck house.
Oh my God. Okay, so then what does she want?
Tell me what you want. Do you want a missionary with your feet crammed to the head?
What?
You want it from the back with your face in the pillow so you can yell as loud as you want to.
Wait, what's this housing situation that he can't yell in his own house?
I mean...
Is he in an apartment?
Yeah, probably.
He's got a roommate.
He has a condo.
He's in a bunk bed.
Also, does he think missionary means upside down?
I don't know. I think
crammed
he might.
To the headboard. Oh,
feet crammed to the headboard.
Or is she like
maybe
scorpion-y?
He means the footboard. But...
Does he not know what the words for beds are?
Do you want it missionary? Wait, let me do this in my head. So they're backwards.
Yeah,
right. He thinks missionary means upside down. Yeah, I don't think he's had sex before.
I also just love the
who does that sound like?
To the headboard.
That would be funny if this was a country song.
Yeah, it does sound like.
With your feet crammed to the headboard.
Like a name for herself.
Yeah, this, I could see this being like a song Nelly releases now.
Oh, yeah.
Country Nelly. Do you want it from the back with your face in the pillow?
So you can yell as loud as you
want. I mean,
want.
I don't mind that.
But again, like, there's so many ways to hit it from the back that don't involve you laying flat on the bed.
Pillow doesn't seem like a necessary element to this.
Yeah, like, why is she, I'm just trying to visualize this, is she, like, face down, bodies flush against the bed, and she's, like, slowly suffocating?
I mean, face down, ass up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, fair enough, you do you, but I just feel like that's a little odd to be like, you can put your face in the pillow and scream if you want.
Maybe it's as you can yell as loud as you want to because he doesn't want to have to hear the yelling. So if she yells, he's like, hey, stop it.
I'm trying to keep my ears fresh for the studio.
What are you doing? I need these for my music.
Also, again, he just gives two options. Like, yes. Those are the two that he knows.
Tell me what you want, girl. Mm-hmm. Upside down and missionary.
Yeah.
Or facing the pillow from the back.
This is like when you start a new video game. It's like, well, do you want to be this or this? You can choose between these two options. And you just do that like five times. It's like, well, that's what you are now.
Well, except that Petey's what? 55 years old when he records this. Based only on this way he sounds.
Based on his picture, I'm going to say 27. But
so he's presumably had sex hundreds, if not thousands of times at this point.
Oh, it is.
And he still doesn't know there's more than
it's
two
It's generous
positions.
That you think a 27-year-old man has had sex a hundred of times.
Wait, I'm sorry. Like, do I just fuck a lot? I think that's normal.
Hundreds of times by the time you're 27.
Yeah.
Do I just not fuck a lot?
No, I am hot, but I also have not fucked that much.
You guys, if you can't tell by her voice, Danny is super hot.
I'm so picky.
I'm super picky.
Okay, he's 30 at the time of this song.
Yeah, he's had at least 100 sexes.
All right, but we've listened to the song. He's maybe had four.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
we know those four front, back, front, back.
Probably he's only done the back one like once, and he was like, that was crazy. Girl, I'm about to blow your mind.
I'm going to write a whole song about this position.
And this poor woman who, from the way he's describing her, has a lot of sex and knows a lot about sex.
You know what? True.
She's having to be like, oh, you think
she
this
can
is
make
cute.
Men and women come.
No, she's like the woman I aspire to be, and yet she has to put up with this bullshit two-position dude.
He's very lucky that you keep her business to herself.
Does he pay her? Does he? He hasn't clarified. He must. If she's this good and he's this bad, she must be getting paid. And God, I hope she is. Honestly.
She's got to be getting something out of it because she's not getting eaten out.
Know your worth, woman.
Yeah.
Get some coin at least.
She's an entrepreneur.
Truly.
She is.
She's a business owner.
She's securing her bag.
Oh my God. Now it's It Wasn't Me.
This is Dr. Seuss.
I know it is Dr. Seuss.
I can give you anything.
Would you like
handle.
It over here? Would you like it over there?
Would you like it with a fox? Would you like it with some locks?
Wow, I sure hope she doesn't want it with a fox.
Again, I just want to reiterate, because this is so adorable. His final line, do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it in your ass? I mean, those are the only things he knows.
He's like, let's see.
Front or back?
I'll give you anything you can handle, as long as it doesn't involve my mouth or fingers on you.
And really, I'm just going to lay here, so it's like you position yourself on top of me how you want it.
Wow, sir, has anyone ever told you you are bad at sex?
No, they haven't told him that.
PD, if you're listening, and you still fuck according to this gospel, you gotta read a book, boy.
Right.
You gotta take a workshop.
I want an updated Freak Leak with how you are presenting yourself currently.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? He's like all, because now everybody like raps about eating ass, so yeah. I imagine that would be his.
Oh, if he doesn't eat pussy, you think he eats ass?
He might have seen the light.
God, I hope so.
I want a ding dong, take like, a tongue, take it to ass.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it goes fingering, cunnilingus,
okay,
then eating ass, right? You graduate up.
I'm sure he has.
Or do you eat ass before eating pussy?
I think you eat pussy first.
You eat pussy first.
Yeah.
That feels like more natural.
That's the
progression.
Like the median.
Eating pussy is the baseline. It is the control group.
It might as well be.
Do you want it on the floor? Do you want it on the chair? Do you want it over here? Do you want it over there? That truly is a child's nursery rhyme. If you're talking about where you want to eat, like your soup or whatever, the lyrics could remain
pop
the same.
Pop on pop.
Yeah.
Where do you want it, Sam? I am.
Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it in your ass? That's so broad. There's so many ways to have sex in the ass, and there's so many ways to have sex in the pussy.
He's not interested in the ways. He's just like, where do I put it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's like freaking out. He's like, where do you want my dick? I don't know where it goes.
Where, you tell me.
I'm so scared of it. It's so big.
I can give you anything you can handle.
Maybe that's why he's so psyched she can handle a big dick, because he can't.
I also love that his voice is so like, he's like, well, what do you want? I don't. I mean, do you want it on the floor? Do you want it on the chair?
He sounds 100 years old.
He sounds 100 years old. He also sounds like he's exhausted. It's just kind of like, just tell me what you want. I don't want to do this anymore.
If I had to guess, he's exhausted because he did so many downers earlier. He's like, I just want to watch puppy videos and take a nap. But I guess I got this huge hard on, so I don't know. Where should I put it?
I always thought he was being considerate by being like, where would you like it? Would you like it here? Would you like it there? No. We can do it wherever you want.
He's projecting his anxiety on you.
Without a few key lines, he is being considerate,
yeah.
I think.
And then he comes in and ruins it, yeah.
It is at least considerate for him to say, like, it's not just him going like, I'm going to put it in your butt. I'm going to put it in your pussy. I'll give you all the things I can handle.
Yeah.
He's like a little scared.
He's terrified.
He can't handle that much. He's like, that's a wild world.
Somebody's going to send this to Petey, and he's going to be so mad.
I hope
so
he does, and I hope he retaliates with a podcast of his own, trashing us.
We're going to get shirts in the mail. I don't know. He takes them off, right?
Take a shirt off, spin it around your head.
Look,
spin this
could
like
be a big thing for Petey. Just, like, redo the song, updated.
Right?
Petey.
He can have a second career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he just talked about, like, how to fuck a woman, a lot of men would listen to that and be like,
Freak-a-leak,
oh, well, that's
2018?
How you
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is there anything left in this song?
There are a few spoken parts of this song.
Wow.
Which I love because
it's like the shittiest Vincent Price in the world.
Yes, in a way. And he's both the Vincent Price and the Michael Jackson of his own song. Because you think the radio part is done, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Nope.
Are you kidding?
Not a problem. You know I do it because I love you.
What?
Now I got to give a shout out to Steve and Jen because I drink it
and
they
pay me for it.
What? This is a sponsored song?
Not, I mean, kind
of. Did he get paid by Seagram Gin to make
sure,
this song?
I think he just got paid for the mention, if even that.
Yeah. Did they read the rest of the lyrics when they approved this brand deal? I don't understand.
I feel like they saw the lyrics and like, we got to get a part of this.
Yeah.
Then we know our audience. Mm-hmm. They only fuck one of two ways.
Seagram's Gin, it'll make you drunk enough to eat pussy.
So if we're trying to follow this, he's trying to say that he had a direct. Okay, so initially, some random person, a radio
Dominique
listener,
from Shady Knoll Trailer Park,
and requested the song. And then mid song, he thanks the jockey.
I think, yes.
So now he has a direct line. The artist has a direct line to the VJ. It's like, hey, thanks for playing my song on the radio. And instead of thanking the person that called it in, he's thanking the guy that put it on.
Yeah.
And then, not a problem. You know, I do it because I love you. Oh my
god!
I gotta
give
a
shout
out
to.
They don't know each other.
No.
Right. Also, is it him or the VJ shouting out Seagram Gin?
I think
it's the VJ.
Yeah. So that's
and this is still the caller, actually. But even though
it's Pete,
they're both Petey.
But
This is the caller, and he's saying like, "I appreciate it." He's like, "Yeah, you know, I do it because I love you, even though you're a random caller, caller number one. I don't know who you are, but."
Wow, what like a great opportunity that when you call in to request a song, you get to speak directly to the artist during the song.
Right? Yeah. You interrupt the song to be like, all right, you got something to say real quick?
I'm Dominique, and I'm here to say Seagram Gin is great. Back to the song.
I do love because I drink it, and they're paying me for it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to play into this game.
I will say, okay, as much shit as we're giving Petey, certainly a virgin, he is very self-effacing. He will admit it, that he doesn't know how to fuck. Okay, he didn't say that. But that he doesn't care to learn.
Yeah.
And that they're paying for
it. He doesn't eat pussy.
Doesn't eat pussy. Like, he's calling himself out a little, which I do give him just a whisper of respect for.
In my head, he's not even knowing that he's calling himself out. He's just kind of being like, hey, boys, don't we all like not doing shit?
Right? Yeah. He thinks he's flexing when he's exposing himself.
And I feel like at the time, it might have been felt like more of a flex, but now I'm just like,
this does
like,
not
you
hold
know
up.
When you're fucking your chick and then you don't make her come, am I right?
Fellas, you hear me,
you
fellas?
Know when you gotta call in someone else to eat her out, finish her off? Huh,
I will
boys.
Say, like, okay, this came out in 2003, I think.
Yes,
lost that.
2003.
I do feel like the general population, at least at the culture that I'm aware of, has come a long way in terms of, like, sex positivity since then.
I was eaten out during this time, so I don't know, like, when I was in high school.
You found one of the good ones.
I always figured all the men that I have been with have always wanted to make me come. So I just think that's so insane. One, they're turned on by eating out.
Yep.
Like those are the men that I'm with. They normally get, like, super hard. I don't know.
This is more indicative of your taste in men, though.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so I've only been with guys that really enjoy, they really want to do it, and then they take pride in making a woman come. So.
Yeah. Which yeah, those are the good types.
I've never been with a guy that wasn't like.
Yeah, if you have to be a straight man, be that kind of straight man.
Right.
But I do strongly suggest considering being something else, if you can.
If you, you know, when you get to the select screen and it's like, hey, what are you looking into?
At least like pan, I don't know. Try your horizons.
Try everything. Like that song from Zootopia.
Mm-hmm. Suck a dick and see if you like it. I'm a giraffe.
You know the lyrics.
I love that tune.
And you'd think that would be the end of the song.
It definitely should be.
You'd also think that would be, again, the end of the radio call.
What?
They go back to the hook of him listing women's names, and then so the single version is
done.
They're
the same names, too. Wow,
yes.
Okay.
He does not give new names.
So the single version ends here.
Single version ends here. It has a fade out. The version on the album does not end that way because he's got this.
W Boom Boom P,
oh,
radio station that plays all the new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep.
That was the new Freakily by Petey Pablo.
By me,
something to put a little rouser to your dazzle, a little pep in your step. We gonna keep it going, and we gonna play another one of the songs off of the album. This one right here, one of my personal favorites, featuring Young Buck from G-Unit. His song.
Oh my, did he think that was going to like help his sales?
He's not the only rapper that does this, though. Like, if you ever listen to, it's common to have this. And also, like, remember the skits that would be in between?
Yeah.
Ludacris's album is one I think about. But also Nelly's, like, when Nelly's, I think, Country Grammar.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely have
Afro
stuff.
Man.
Well, it's, like, inside baseball-y.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a lot of...
But this is, like, so on the fucking nose.
Yes. And I wanted to listen to other songs on this album to see if it happens on every song. It doesn't.
Wow.
So he just is like has an intro into the next song.
Oh
my
god.
That's not like a running theme through the album.
Oh my god.
It's such a strange choice.
Petey, I mean, I heard that this album was delayed by like 2 years.
Whoa.
Like the record label was like, we're kind of done with you. You're not performing well.
Oh no.
So I'm a little bit wondering if maybe that's A, why he was like, Lil Jon, you can't have it back.
Yeah.
And B, why he was like, I'm going to try so hard to plug my song within my song. That it maybe will like inspire people to call it into radio stations.
Yeah, it's funny because this album has two of my favorite Petey Pablo songs, which is this and Vibrate. So, yeah.
Was Vibrate about a vibrator?
No, it's about
Petey's
you shaking your ass so much that it causes an earthquake.
He wants those seismic waves.
I wish it was about a vibrator and you just had a total about face on this.
You know what? Now I want to go back and listen to that and see if there was anything about him like... You know, nah, I'm not going to make you come.
Every song's ever written, she's like, and I'm not going to make you come.
It's low enough, though, that like only certain people can hear it. It's like a Laurel Yanny thing.
He's talking to dogs.
Wow, so that's the end of the song.
Yeah. That is, in fact, the end of the song.
I can't believe you guys like this song.
I love it.
It's the rhythm.
I was going to show you this like a thing from this tweet that
Oh my god, Danny tweeted a horrible picture of like a clown looking back
well,
at
it. Well, it says how you like it, you know, like it the clown.
Oh,
daddy
wordplay.
How you like it daddy, how you like it daddy, and it's just like a sexy clown.
Pennywise probably does.
Yeah,
love
Penny.
It
I mean for
Pennywise
real.
Fucks more
look
than
back
Petey
at it.
Pennywise eats out too.
Oh, Pennywise! Like Pennywise starts with the pussy and is like, "Do I have to do anything else?"
If you like the dick, you can have it. You don't need to take it.
I can take it off for you. I'm gonna stay down here.
I threw it in the sewer.
Egg boy.
Ew! Stop. So, how if you love the song so much,
we'll
how
float
did
down
you...
here?
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How did you possibly pump this up?
Well, so my punch up idea was this song is so similar to another song that we've already covered, and we mentioned it. It's Mambo Number 5.
Oh, yeah.
So I just feel like Petey shouldn't have needed a Lil Jon beat. He could have just done this himself over Mambo Number 5.
Oh, my gosh.
As intended. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know which way to go. Sing it as Petey Pablo or sing it as Lou Bega. So I'm going to let you guys choose.
Oh, great. Okay. Lou, no. I want to hear Petey.
You want to hear Petey sing it? All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Freakily.
You did both versions?
Let's take some calls from the request.
What?
Line. Call number
this
one.
This is amazing.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from St. Louis.
The structure is exactly the same, too.
Oh, it fits.
Yeah. 24, 34, 46. Couldn't think of once again, and she'll work with it.
She'll work with
She's
it.
She's always right there when I wanna do a little coke, a little X, and a little marijuana.
Timmy, did you modulate this?
Yeah.
Old lips. I hope she ain't afraid of a big old dick. I like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4. And
when she comes over, her clothes are on the floor. The girl knows how to do shit well. She couldn't keep business to herself. I hope there's someone else that will eat her out, cause I'm sure as hell never gonna do it.
She dropped out on
The women, the girl in the back sounds like she belongs to The Shining.
I need to know a whole lot and can teach me wrong. Eat a ding dong, take a tongue, stick it.
It's a demonic card.
Relax and enjoy my time. With my eyes roll back and my toes curl.
I know when you do that, girl.
Till it comes time for me to have to get her hers.
Down. Stop moving around. I don't like to work hard. We can stay on the ground. We can go to the floor,
so
go to the chair. Go over here or go over there. Sex in your pussy or sex in your butt. Now I gotta give a shout out to C.
That's
Graham's
basically
kid.
It.
It is.
That's it. I hate this part. It doesn't sound like the twins in The Shining.
It does. I don't want you to slow down either.
Why did you do this?
Because I have to do this for the. I don't know.
Oh my god. What you hear when you go to hell.
Welcome to the podcast.
How do you like it, Dad?
Would you break it down like that?
Now I gotta give a shout out to Seagram Gin, cause I drink it and they paying me for it.
They're paying them for it.
They're paying them in gin.
You
send them one bottle.
Yeah, right? I feel like that didn't work as well as you hoped it would.
Which is why I did two versions.
That was a cacophony.
Like but I don't like the borderline like little girl sounding.
No.
Ooh,
although,
you slow it down.
Not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. I'm just saying, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
You really exposed how much that does sound like a young girl.
Yeah,
and
people
adding
that are
the daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, why do we think it's so cool to fuck young girls?
They ain't even good at fucking.
They don't know
That's
how to fuck yet.
Because I think the idea is, like, they just will have sex.
And I saw that Reductress thing article, and the headline was like young girl like you know sleeping with older guy because she doesn't realize she needs to fuck or come to. She doesn't realize she needs to come
so
to.
Oh, so true.
I think it's also like a tight pussy thing.
Oh come on, pussies don't ever get loose. Do you know how pussies work?
Don't look at me,
Demi.
I don't know. I don't know how pussies work.
On behalf of all men, you gotta just take this.
Ugh, fine.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we'll think about accepting it.
All right.
Maybe about 100 years.
Come back next episode to see if Miel accepts my apology.
Has there been dirtier episodes in this one?
Maybe What's Your Fantasy, but only maybe.
Yeah.
This actually might be our dirtiest ever.
That's because I was on it.
Yeah.
Danny the Deuce. I don't know.
I mean,
I didn't have
the
anything.
The Deuce.
What? That's on brand for me to talk about porn.
Hey,
and
my lady, I don't know, my dude, I'm trying to get a high five from you. Thank you.
I don't know what you were doing. I thought you were pointing my tattoos. I'm like, yes, there are dudes.
I just thought we'd hard pivot to tattoo talk. No, I also am gross.
Yeah.
She's the one who started the edging thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, I don't know, people don't talk
movement.
About it enough.
Yeah, it's because too many people nowadays, we want to come. Nah, you got to get to the edge.
You got to take it to the edge of glory.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we call it.
I don't know what we do.
Imagine,
call it.
You want to take it to the edge of glory, baby?
Do you guys want to hear, just no, without the cacophony part, a little the Lubega version?
I would love a taste.
I will say, doing this was the first time I've ever laughed while recording a punch up.
Demi!
The sex in your pussy and sex in your butt line made me laugh every time.
I can't believe it's the first time.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Freak Leak.
Let's take some calls from the request line.
Oh, it's so good.
Caller number one.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from Shady No Trailer Park.
What's up, Dominique?
I'm with that song for Lil Johnny P. Bob.
Yeah! All right, I got that coming right up for you.
24, 34, 46. Couldn't think, oh, and once you get it, she'll work with it. She's always right there when I wanna do a little coke, a little X, and a little marijuana. Pretty face, sets of cute old lips. I hope she ain't afraid of a big old dick. I like
you,
1
you
o'clock,
just
2
sound
o'clock,
country.
3 yeah. o'clock, 4. And when she comes over, her clothes are on the floor.
Is your throat okay?
The girl knows how to do shit well.
There's a reason I record this one second.
She's gonna keep this to herself. I hope there's someone else that will lead her out, because I'm sure as hell never gonna do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then the nightmare begins.
Oh, I don't know if I need to hear that.
Oh, I stopped it for a reason.
Oh, thank you so much. You're such a blessing to me.
And go.
No, oh, no, no, please.
I think it's time for the next segment of this
I
show.
I think it is.
You can't punch this.
Daddy. That's my
piece. Oh, I think you said daddy. I was like, huh.
How you liking, daddy?
What you liking, daddy? Song-wise. Danny, what are you liking, daddy?
How you liking, Danny?
Yeah, so this is so I wanted to do something completely separate and also something I figured that y'all hadn't done.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why, but I'm really into Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo.
Ooh,
oh,
great
my
Halloween
God.
Pick.
Yeah, it's a great Halloween song, and also I just, it's so, like, eerie, but also fun, and, like, has a very 80s vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah, fucking every, like, Oingo Boingo jam, right,
yeah.
Has, like,
the
such a vibe.
The only thing I would punch up is Dead Person's Party, now that it's put, no. Dead Woman's Party. What about that, Danny Elfman?
I don't know about a dead woman party.
Oh, you're right, Debbie.
That's just, that's actually called My Favorite Murder.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that I saw, I went to the Nightmare...
Oh, at the
Christmas,
Hollywood Bowl!
At the Hollywood Bowl. But here's the thing. Every year, they're like, this is the last year that they'll have it. And every year, they come back. I'm like, why did you say that to me?
Did you go the first year?
No, I went last year. And of course, so they had Catherine O'Hara. They had like the whole
cast,
Paul Rubens. They had the whole cast of Nightmare Before Christmas, including Danny Elfman. And then at the end, he played songs from Oingo Boingo.
Did the other members of Oingo Boingo come out?
Yeah.
They do that every year.
So they were just waiting backstage?
Yeah. They did that the first year too.
And I'm like, what? But stop saying that this is the last year.
They can't quit it.
Yeah.
I mean, could you though? What a sweet gig. That's a really fun concert, by the way, if you're in the LA area and they do it again this year. Are they doing it again this
year?
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Because they do it every year. This is their last year every year.
Wow. I got to go then. I don't want. They're not going to do it next year.
No, they won't. You can also see Nightmare Before Christmas in 4D at El Capitan.
Mm. What is the fourth? We went.
The
what
fourth,
is the
fourth? Fourth D.
Yeah, I went to see The Meg in 4D, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
The shark movie, you had, like, water spraying at you, and your chair
God.
Moved back.
Jesus.
And, like, when a helicopter would come through, they would blow air in your face, and my friends wanted to spend $25 on a ticket to do that, so.
That just sounds frightening.
Yeah.
And wet.
Yeah.
What,
is this recycled water? I was trying to figure out where the water was coming from before it started. I'm like,
they
where
just
exactly?
flood the theater.
Yeah.
They just got, like, people off set just, like, trying to get spit. It's like, all right,
people
we need,
offset.
It's coming.
They're just like
people
spraying
offset.
You like a cat.
I'm sorry, I won't piss on your couch anymore. Demi, what is your Unpunchable Jam?
For my Unpunchable Jam, I wanted to pick something in the same genre, but some people think this is not a crunk song. I disagree, and it's Welcome to Atlanta by Jermaine Dupri and Ludacris.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats, hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start.
That's a crunk song?
That's the thing. I feel like it sounds so much like a crunk song, and maybe, like, literally it's only a crunk song when Lil Jon is involved.
I kind of feel like maybe that is the defining factor, Lil Jon.
I would believe it. He does have that album Crunk Juice, so.
Woo! That's Nelly Pimp Juice.
Oh, okay. Different thing.
Welcome to Atlanta's a banger.
It's so good. I feel like the first time I heard that song was as part of a mashup, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I heard it for, like, outside of the mashup. I was like, oh, this is an even better version.
Where the players play.
Mm-hmm.
I also love the part where he's just like, yo, 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 yo,
yo,
yo, yo. It's such a weird, like, pre-chorus.
He had to see how many times he could say it.
Yeah.
As fast as he could.
Mm-hmm.
My Unpunchable Jam has truly nothing to do with what we just talked about, but
nice.
It's a song that I really like, and I've never stopped listening to since it came out. It's by a band called Allvays.
Ooh.
I actually don't know how to pronounce it. It's two Vs, look like a W.
Yeah.
And it's called Dreams Tonight. Kind of like a dream pop jam. It's got like surfy guitars. It just feels really good.
I like all these.
Takes you like you know them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song "Marry Me, Archie."
Oh, is that them?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Camera Obscura.
Nah.
Man, they all sound the same.
They all sound like the same damn band.
I'm just kidding.
And they all sing about eating pussy.
Like we all should
How
be.
How you yeah. like it, daddy?
Yeah, the answer is in the pussy or the butt.
I think we. How would you like it, father?
Which, by the way, we totally skipped over this. He never answered.
Yeah,
he never told us how he wanted it.
Well, isn't that kind of what the song is about?
What?
How he likes it.
He just said he wants to have sex. He didn't say how he wants to have sex.
I feel how like you like it, Poppy?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Poppy, daddy, father. What's the... Obviously, father is the worst.
Dad. Yeah.
Pops.
Poppy.
Give it to me, Pops.
I definitely call the men that I date Poppy and Daddy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do a daddy.
Oh, I dated a white guy and he kept thinking that I was calling him Poppy, like the seed.
He's like, that's a cute nickname. You
Poppy.
Like that flower?
Yeah, because I knew that because he would text me P-O-P-P-Y. Mm. It would be like, Poppy's coming home. And I'm like, oh,
no, Poppy
okay.
with an I.
Yeah.
Get it together.
How you like it, Puppy?
Well, oh and God. Then he said he thought that I meant like, Poppy like pops like a grandpa. Yeah. And I'm like, that's even worse, dude.
Way worse.
Yeah, do what Poppy. I do. Just call your boyfriend dog.
How you like a dog?
He hates it.
Are you Randy Jackson?
I'm trying to be.
Nice.
If I play my cards right.
That'd be funny if you just call him by his name. How you like it, Kevin?
I feel like they'd like it,
though. Is that good for you, Kevin?
Danny, where can people follow you and find this fucking great Pennywise P. Pablo crossover?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it on Instagram. You can follow me at Ms. Danny Fernandez. It's MSDANIFERNANDEZ. And I'm also, I have a show called Fangirling that's every Thursdays at Nerdist. And then Iffy and I have a podcast called Nerdificent. It covers the past, present, and future of different fandoms and tech. We just did one on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is great. Yeah, we have a cool, we're doing Spooktober, covering like the Halloween franchise, Goosebumps, all that stuff. So, yeah.
That sounds
get
so
that
fun.
Wherever you get your podcast.
If he was on the It Wasn't Me podcast, and that seems to be a fan favorite.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling our listeners would also love
We're
your podcast.
We're wild.
You can also see Danny pretty soon in
yeah,
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I know. I'm in Ralph Breaks the Internet playing myself.
Yeah.
You are?
She is.
Oh my God. Congrats.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. I just came back from New York Comic Con and moderated their Ralph Breaks the Internet panel. There were like 1,000 people in the room, and it was dope. Getting to work with Disney has been a dream, and I love them, and I'm so excited for my niece to see my sister-in-law was like, she keeps asking to watch Wreck-It Ralph and she doesn't understand you're not in this one.
Oh! I just hope Dizzy doesn't listen to this podcast.
You know, here's the great thing
we'll
about being
this one later.
They all follow me, by the way. After I did after I did the thing, they all like Disney Animation, Wreck-It Ralph, like Disney Animation Studios, like all followed me. The funny thing though is the nice thing about being me is I'm so public with my horniness. That if you book me, also Sarah Silverman is the voice of Vanellope.
Right.
So, you know, it's okay.
John C. Reilly was in Talladega Nights.
But
and
I will say,
Brothers.
We did press after the panel, and immediately they brought up my tweets.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
With Vulture. They were like, so you have a tweet about in your teens you were in a Batman, but now you want to fuck Commissioner Gordon. Can you explain that?
Yeah, he's hot.
I was like, well, daddy's. And then on the panel, I also compared Ralph to a dream daddy character. And
he
so,
is.
You know, they knew what they were getting into when they hired
that's
me.
That's on them.
I feel like that's why they were like,
probably.
No, she's open. There's no skeletons in this closet.
No.
Plus, like, Ralph fucks.
Ralph absolutely
he looks like
dream.
Yeah,
look at those hands.
Barefoot in overalls. Like, he's getting to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, he knows. He eats out without being drunk.
What do you think he's wrecking?
Oh,
this pussy.
Yeah.
In my dreams. Debbie, where can people find you? But
I'm at Electro Lemon on everything. Miel?
Oh, thank you. Miel, Miel, Monster.
Huh?
Miel, 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 Monster.
Do you want... So what you're saying is Miel or Miel, Monster?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Ah, cool.
Words are so hard for me. I think my tongue's too short for my
mouth. We should stop talking on these
meow,
shows.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's what it sounds like,
right? How you like it? Meow, meow.
That's what I'm trying to get my boyfriend to say to me. And he
meow, meow.
If you want to follow the show, Punch of the Jam on everything, we post pics on our Instagram, and Danny's is hella cute.
True.
What's the sound you're making?
I don't know. I felt creepy the second I said it.
Hey, it's Spooktober.
It's spooky.
You
That's
can,
what I meant.
If you have a song suggestion for us, you can submit it at punchofthejam.com. You can email us punchofthejam@gmail.com. We have a Patreon now, and I'm saying
oh,
that
yeah.
on air because... we have to, by the point this is out.
We're holding ourselves accountable.
Sure are. So you can go to patreon.com/punchwiththejam, support the show that way. And
the perks are actually tight. We're doing bonus episodes every week.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to have time to do all this.
Hey, we'll figure it out. Is there anything else we want to give them advice for before we get
eat
on out
pussy!
Of here?
Yeah,
please.
Eat pussy.
And vote. Eat pussy and vote.
Eat pussy. doesn't matter the order. Could do them simultaneously if you're, you know, if they allow that.
They have a curtain.
There's a mail-in. They do have a curtain.
Yeah.
So take your pussy to the polls. Goodbye.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.